Having acquired a key, the heroes return to the Gauntlet, searching for the source of the sickly glow. What they found, however, may only be the means to a grisly end.
Hey everybody, it's time again for Roll for Intent. I'm your GM, Trevor, and we have a fun show tonight for you after that cliffhanger last week.
We're going to die.
Yeah, yep. No, we're all going to die. No, we know
just
this.
Run. We just got to run.
A more important question. Out of all the Captain Planet and Planeteers, which ones would you all be, and why is Micah Hart?
It's because I'm the, it's because I'm the cute one.
I've never seen it.
What?
How can you not have seen Captain Planet?
Raymond, you're older than I am.
I know. I never watched.
Child?
And you live in California. You can't tell me Captain Planet is not playing there 24/7.
No, I've never seen it. And all of those things combined doesn't mean I've seen Captain.
You know,
it was like all five of you. You have a child. Don't you live in California? You're older than I am. I must have seen Captain Planet.
All of these demographics combined make you a classic viewer.
Ignorant of Captain Planet.
You know what's really funny is that was old enough to be a hand-drawn cartoon. Imagine the amount of paper wasted in the trees that died to make that cartoon.
Right? He's the blue guy, right?
On paper. They do it on animation cells, so they're almost like cellophane.
Okay, sorry. So they dug under the trees to get the crude to make their animation cells.
Yep. Captain Planet, he's our hero.
Okay.
He's gonna take pollution down
to zero.
Yeah.
It's not identified whether or not he's made of metal for all I know. It's also worth noting that my opinions on Captain Planet are scant at best because I was a fetus when that television show was on. So I just remember enough of it to remember watching the intro, and then when it gets to the title card at the end, when it's just floating over a planet, I'm like, that's not even fucking Earth.
You know what? I'm going to Google this. I don't think you were even a fetus, and I don't even think you were a twinkle.
That might be a good point.
I'm pretty sure that went off the air in like 94.
1991!
Yes.
There we go.
I was two.
I was not even a twinkle in an eye.
So what's your excuse, Ray?
No, okay. So Raymond, the only reason I watched it because my older brother was born in like 1987 or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, my brother was born in 83, he watched a lot of wrestling, but we watched a lot of Ninja Turtles and a lot of Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I watched a lot of Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers.
Maybe they were conflicting. I do know.
Don't lie, Trevor. You were not allowed to watch Power Rangers.
Mighty Morphin Power
Rangers. I was
Rangers.
Allowed to watch Power Rangers. When I was quite young, I had a ton of Power Rangers toys before you came along. I don't know what the heck happened.
You ruined it for everyone, James.
We're losing focus. This is all about Captain Planet.
I know, right? Okay. If I'm gonna he's okay, here's my depiction of the show.
No one's answered my original question of which planeteer are you?
I'm the cute one.
Yeah.
Whichever one is the cute one, that's me.
What Todd?
I got the caboose on this again.
What? Why?
Because
you explicitly do not get the caboose.
Because
I've seen you.
Oh no, I've seen every episode.
No, have you?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Episode 2.
I've seen every episode.
Captain Planet recycles a couple things.
I grew up and watched every single episode. The fact that I was young and didn't give a shit.
You work in agriculture now. I'd say it may or may not have had a direct impact on your
Well, that's
life.
The thing. I work in commercial agriculture, so I actually would be on both sides of that coin.
You're actually Horace Greedley.
That's exactly who I was going to say. That's who I am. I'm Greedley.
Nice.
Because not only am I one of the more profound polluters in the fact that I'm gay.
That's just your methane emissions.
You know, the Wikipedia article has a section called Plot where it reads, and I quote, "Our world is in peril. Gaia, the spirit of Earth, can no longer stand the terrible destruction plaguing of our
planet."
That's
literally the opening cadence.
Really?
She sends five magic rings to five special young people. Kwame from Africa with the power of Earth. From North America, Wheeler, the power of fire. From Eastern Europe, Linko, the power of wind. From Asia, Gi, with the power of water. And from South America, Mati, with the power of heart. When the five powers combined, they summon Earth's greatest champion, Captain Planet.
So these people don't even do anything. They just summon a dude who's going to fix the day.
No, they can do things. They have powers with their rings.
They have powers.
Okay.
Some of them are more working.
Like
some
you
not listen? I was. Did you not hear? Linka, power of wind, dude.
This show also sounds a lot like Avatar, which I think probably came out afterwards.
Avatar came out way afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like 30 years after.
No, Avatar came out in the 90s. What are you talking about?
Oh, what?
Avatar the Last Airbender? This is like
Avatar the Last Airbender
2000s thing.
That was like,
I didn't watch Avatar until I was in my mid 40s.
2004.
You're also like 60, Tovin?
Yeah.
Todd.
No.
So.
No. I'm timeless.
Oh yeah, I was later. So yeah, so this
the voice of Captain Planet was in Growing Pains.
Oh.
Well, who was it?
Doug.
Can you give an actor name?
David Coburn. I was trying to see what else.
Wait,
he was
Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Wait, was that Boner?
No.
Because there was a character in Growing Pains named Boner. I just want to bring that up.
Like, are Growing Pains and Boner supposed to be related? Like, you're supposed to have one when you have the other?
I mean, only when you say it like that and all sultry.
What are you talking about? I'm asking like a valid medical question.
Micah. Did you know that Man Ray is voiced by Gimli?
Yeah, I knew that.
His name is John Rhys Davies.
Yep. Did you know he was actually in a really good show called
Sliders?
Sliders. Thank you.
My daughter's middle name is Quinn, and it's based partially on Quinn Mallory from Sliders.
Hey, Trevor, have you ever seen a show called My Secret Identity?
No.
You better Google that one.
No.
You know, you should. It predates Sliders.
David Coburn was in a lot of TV movies.
Jake, to answer your question, I'd probably be the water ring.
Okay,
the fire ring is outdated. It's overrated. You just destroy shit with fire.
It's a Johnny Cash era
song. I feel like Todd has forfeited his right to choose for himself. So.
Yeah, oh, Jerry O'Connell. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. You like that? It was, you know what that was? It was a late 80s Alex Mack.
I think that Todd would actually be Suchi.
John Rhys Davies, yeah. Played Gimli and Man Ray. How about that?
Rhys.
Say it Rhys. Directly.
God damn
Not
it.
Fucking
damn it, Micah.
Okay. That's fine. You know what? Whatever.
I actually can come and hurt you, Micah. I know where you live.
Jerry O'Connell is actually on Star Trek Lower Decks, which is fucking fantastic. If you haven't watched it on Paramount All Access, we are not sponsored by them, but Jesus, I'd take it.
I'd shake his hand and say, hey, I remember you from Sliders. I don't remember you really from anything else except for My Secret Identity.
I might. So I'm looking up this Captain Planet thing, and it says Planeteer Alert, and maybe I don't want to watch this show. It says Captain Planet. I'm Captain Planet. Planeteers, and we're Planeteers. You could be a Planeteer too by helping to make our world a better place for everyone to live.
Where the fuck is my ring?
It's a wrap.
And then a character.
Right. A character named. You can be one too. Because saving our planet is the thing to do.
Including our wild animal friends like Sneezer.
Here's what Captain Planet has
to
say.
Who are being killed to make jewelry, souvenirs, and fur coats.
Have you been to a third world country like West Virginia?
So tell your friends not to buy things that require an animal to give its life.
God,
we must unplunder our planet.
Yeah. Can one unplunder a planet?
And here we are 30 years later. All of our ecological problems are solved.
Not even kidding. Reading the opening to the show.
We made Exxon unplunder it.
We are...
We got the Gulf back, guys.
We're fine.
Oh, that reminds me. One of the names of the villains is Luton Plunder.
Yeah. He's the Lex Luthor of...
Not for nothing, Horace Greeley has a pig face.
I know. That's why I said I was Horace Greeley. Because I have porcine features. Also, I crap nothing but pure liquid like a pig.
Oh, God. That's got to be...
He also does
this
the
is
best.
So much massaging.
What has happened to this cold open?
I'm so sorry.
What happened?
Do you remember Greedley's son who became an activist in the end?
Right. He's like, I disown you.
Greedley had a son. I can't remember his name because it's been forever, but he had a little, piglet.
And Bigsley or something. I don't know.
They seriously spent an episode and turned him towards the green side.
The green sign.
And he told his dad that he wanted to change and start helping the planet.
Kind of sounds like anytime I try to talk to my family about global warming and they're like, whatever, libtard.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten that one. I've tried for years. I just don't talk to them anymore.
You need to
go
to college so you can learn more things and get a better job. And then you come back and you're like, whatever, fucking idiot. You think you spent fucking $100,000 on school makes you smart? Whatever. I went to the eighth grade.
It hurts.
What's that, political science?
Well, yeah.
Send them an RSS link for this podcast.
Specifically this one.
This has been family time.
So, yeah. Fun stuff.
So, you guys are here about this show, Captain Planet?
So Trevor, what planet tier would you be?
So guys, what are we doing here tonight?
Running.
Well, yeah, last week.
Running away.
Last week was kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
So y'all ended on a bit of a cliffhanger there. Y'all took out that scorpion that you found in the previous episode, decided that you were going to try to check out the Gauntlet Cupola that you had a key for. You pop it open, get up in there, take a look-see-loo around, and there's a quasi-misty form of this red goop that coalesces into a skeletal-looking creature, reaches out, and I think it touches Solas, right? Mm-hmm. After you drained, sucked a little life away, you do a knowledge check on it. You find out it is a vampiric mist, decide that it is way beyond your pay grade. Billiam books it downstairs. Tovin books it downstairs. Solas drops his sword, picks up Yosef, books it downstairs. And in the strange twist of events, this thing decides to book it downstairs as well. And at the end of the last episode, it was reaching out to make a strike on Yosef.
Cool.
So we should still be in combat here. And it is the last turn of this awful vampiric mist. He reaches out towards Yosef with this hand, this tendril, not even a hand, kind of like a misty tendril. It gets closer. You realize it's not just a mist. It's almost like a frothy sludge that can get enough form to take shape. And it reaches out and tries to brush past your face.
No.
Let's see what we got. That's a natural 3 for a 13.
Hell yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I thought you had a natural 20, and I was like, and we're having a good night.
I thought he was about to be like, it's a natural 3 for a 22.
I've been waiting a whole week for my anus to unclench.
Oh, my fuck.
I haven't crapped in over 7 days, guys.
I've literally been holding my breath for an entire week.
Okay.
All right, so that's the end of round 2. And it is Billiam Thwumpington's turn.
We're leaving. I've made an executive decision. Okay. And I'm can't move my character. But if I could move him, he would be running as fast as he could. I can yell to the party, I'll meet you guys out front. And I just book it through this room that I know, that's familiar territory.
Make sure you use the right amount of movement.
Yeah, that's what I'm making sure right now.
You just moved 15.
Oh my goodness, he's gone.
You didn't rage again, did you?
I did not rage again.
No. Okay.
No, I did not.
Yeah, because that gives you a little bit of a speed boost, doesn't it? Or no, you have to have a feat for that.
Correct.
You have to have a feat for that.
Yes.
All right, does that conclude your turn, you coward?
That concludes my turn. Running, my arms are in fact flailing above my head, and I am screaming.
Wonderful.
For everyone to join me.
Tovin, you are up.
Okay. So, Micah, are we enacting Plan Alpha?
Well,
Delta split.
If you say anything other than I run away, I'm going to be mad at you, Tovin.
Okay. Billiam has run away. Okay. Yeah. We're going to run, reconvene next turn. Just fucking run.
Okay. All right. So that's what Tovin's going to do. He's going to spend all 3 actions to go 75 feet to the south, and I can't do it because I collided with one wall. All right, so I'm going to run out. Yeah, there we go, because difficult.
Yep.
And I'm just 10 feet behind. Oh, Billiam, because Billiam!
Yeah.
Hold up, we have a plan. We can do this.
All right, Solas, you gonna join the coward parade?
Okay, I'm going to look at Yosef. We're running, okay? Keep right behind me. Do not let me leave you behind.
Okay.
Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That's my first action. 20, 25. And for my third action, I'm going to put my shield up.
Nice.
So I am 10 feet behind Tovin and roughly 20 feet behind Billiam.
Relative to the vampiric mist, you are in front of them.
Yeah.
Just so you're clear. We're directly south out of the gauntlet.
Yes, I'm between them and the mist. Yep.
and Yosef bringing up the rear like only a little rat man do. I never miss the opportunity to make that that pun.
I see that. That's the extent of my movement, 75 feet. It's like down on all fours, skittering across the floor, just right under Solus's legs, up by Bilge.
Nice. All right. It's this thing's turn. Y'all aren't going to like this.
Oh, I bet not.
So I guess I know I mentioned last week that this thing flies. It also has a pretty fantastic fly speed. Ugh. So he's going to go 5 feet off the ground and then fly down towards you guys. It's like he tastes your fear, Billiam. And he comes all the way to you and comes back down that 5 feet as he reaches out and tries to touch you with a tendril. And you hear...
Can you speak up, please?
And which one of you knows Aklo? That's
me.
You understand it saying, your terror is exquisite. And it reaches out.
He's just going to look at it like somebody that orders something really weird at a restaurant.
And attempts to touch your face. And that is a... That's a 19 to hit.
Ah, oh, just hits.
Oh, boy. I need you to roll me a fort save. I believe it's a fort save.
I'm an expert on that.
Yeah, well, let's see what you get.
Okay, not bad. I got a 20.
That meets. So,
As in his attack meets?
No, well, I mean that fort meets.
Okay, good.
So, is that a save? I can never remember if meets is a success. That's a save, yeah. So that's a success.
That's a save.
Yep, right. Yep.
So you are unaffected other than for the damage. But the damage ain't great. Let me tell you. Yeah, 90 points of damage. So you're going to take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And that's the end of its turn.
Not doing great, guys.
And you are up, Billiam.
But it is my turn. I did hear Tovin say that he has a plan, but I don't know this plan yet. It touched me in the face. Has it been a minute?
Just gonna look at you and just be like, "You gonna let them do that to you?"
Yeah, right. When was the last time I raged? Was with the squirrel.
You're fine. I mean, it's only a minute. It's only a minute, so you got plenty. Right. You've got rage.
We went all the way up, and I didn't. I couldn't remember if I raged up at the top of the stairs, but I don't think I don't. I didn't.
No, because you'd still be in a rage because it's only been four rounds.
True. Then it touches my face, and I get these chills all over my body. I can feel I'm not drained, correct?
No.
Okay, so I don't feel drained, but I still feel the
Solus
chills.
Solus is, though. I forgot to mark that on him last week.
Okay. I am.
So I'm going to mark that just to make sure that it's proper.
And just feeling all the nasties, and my go-to is to start raging. So I'll begin my rage, and like Tovin said, he has a plan. I'm just going to move closer to Tovin and sort of be like, what are we doing here? And I don't know if I need to hold my turn until I know what.
Well,
the
you can't
is,
hold your action now that you've started. You've used your rage, so you can't hold your action.
Right. Well, I'm going to move closer to Tovin, knowing he's going to very shortly tell me what it is we're going to do. But I will pull out a weapon just for, because I know we're sticking around. I will pull out War Flail and just sort of have it in my hand, looking at Tovin like,
you better have something good.
All right. Well, hopefully he'll tell you this round because he is up.
All right. So here's what Tovin's going to do. He's going to nod at Billiam, and he's going to reach into his pouch with one action and pull out a bottle of holy water. He's going to spend another action to hand it to him. And then, with his final action, he's going to cast Heal on the Blood Mist, on the Vampiric
what?
Mist.
Yeah.
Bold move.
Why are you healing it?
Because we verified that this thing was undead last time. And
no, you did not.
You used Disrupt Undead
on
him.
Oh, okay.
And that worked.
Yeah. No, he used Disrupt Undead and it did not work.
Yes, it did.
No, he just took damage. It did not do any of the undead features. Like, so Disrupt Undead... Wait, did you use Disrupt Undead last?
Like three times. Or twice. Yeah. And I dealt positive energy to it. So my healing will do damage.
Well, positive energy damage will still... It's still damage. Hold on.
Yeah, and positive energy damage is the same as healing. Because healing is positive.
Healing is power.
Yeah. And by our powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
The Avatar of Gaia.
I love throwbacks. It hasn't even been that long.
Oh, yeah. So I screwed that up.
It's been 30 years.
Oh.
It is not undead.
Oh.
I misread the spell. It says that target is one undead. Ooh. This thing is not undead.
Well, now that he knows that, he's not going to do that. He's going to cast guidance.
So I apologize to everyone at home.
No, that's fine.
No, you only did disrupt undead one time last session.
Just once? I thought it did. Oh, that's true.
I'll let the damage keep. But yeah, that's... Okay. And I'll let you undo the whole, like, giving him the holy water, because this thing is an aberration. It's not undead. That's why the check wasn't a cult.
I understand that, but the holy water would still possibly work, though, because it's good damage.
Oh,
Like, you know what? I'll let that play out via... Let's do this, I guess. We'll do it, see if it works, and if not, I'm casting guidance on Yosef.
Cool.
And so I click the button, and it actually happens in the chat, and now... Jake, you have guidance.
Wow. Oh my god, guidance! Guidance! Okay, Solas, you're up. Now that I took the wind out of the sails of this plan because I did bad GM things last session.
You so hard.
Good thing god, I didn't run more.
Dick GM. All right, then I'm going to grab the plus one rapier that we have.
You have it, right?
Yep,
Are you carrying it?
I do.
Okay,
yep,
cool.
I have it, yep. Okay, I'm drawing it. I'm going to move 5, 15, 20 here between me and Billiam.
Okay. It is now flat-footed.
Check it and see.
Okay, just a...
It took a penalty to its AC.
And I'm going to try to hit him with my rapier.
Nice.
And rolling to hit. That's a hit.
What'd you got?
That is a 21.
Oh, yeah. That's a hit.
Okay.
Oh, bullet.
And rolling for damage, 7 points of damage.
Well, most of that goes through.
Okay.
Well, some of that goes through. Better than a sharp stick in the eye, though.
Yeah.
Right? You can feel it. It goes through. The tip of it slices across its chest. It almost feels like you're scraping through a pudding. And it does find a little bit of purchase, but your blade goes through much, much more easily than you would have anticipated it to do so.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And Yosef, you're up.
Okay. So, Tovin, are you holding a weapon?
No, I never hold a weapon.
Are you able to make unarmed attacks?
I mean, isn't every character? Not efficiently, no.
Damn it. Well, I was about to step up and flank with Bill, but I cannot. And
I mean, something... I can. Yeah, no, I can. I can. I have an unarmed attack with a plus four.
Then I think technically you're flanking.
Well, no, only if he is. I think if he's trained and unarmed. Let me check. Oh, let me check those rules.
Reddit!
To flank a foe, you and your ally must be on opposite sides of the creature. A line drawn between the center of your space and the center of your ally's space must pass through opposite sides or opposite corners of the foe's space. Additionally, both you and the ally have to be able to act. You must be wielding melee weapons or be able to make an unarmed attack.
You can't
be under any effects that prevent you from attacking, and you must both have the enemy within reach.
There we go.
If you're wielding a reach weapon, you can use your reach with that weapon.
Trained or not, yeah, you're fine. Go for it.
Yep, do it.
Cool. Then I'm going to spend a action pulling out my chain whip. And then I'm going to attack, and I'm going to use physical dice and suck with those too, because it doesn't matter. So D20 plus 6. I got a natural 14 for a 20.
That's a hit.
Yeah!
So that is flank damage. 10 points of damage.
Oh.
Okay, nice. So take that precision off.
Okay. Why?
So, because it's immune to precision damage.
Lame. Well, that's 6 points of damage.
All right, so a little bit of that goes through.
Cool. And then I guess I'll take my second attack, the plus one. Damn.
Yeah, that's a miss.
All right, that's the end of my turn. I don't think I can trip or do anything else to it, so I'm done.
Yep, that's all three actions. All right, it's turn now. It's it's going to lash out at you, Yosef, the last thing that attacked it. Oh, with another tendril. And this, it's not just some, you know, menacing, smooth reach in towards you. It is just this tendril of quasi-incorporeal, foggy, foamy crap just shoots right at
you. Stop talking about hitting me and hit me.
That's a 27 to hit.
That's a crit.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's do the damage first.
This is like every fucking session. What's that? You hit for the first time at the beginning? A crit? All right.
That's a 20 points of damage.
Holy fuck.
All right. I'm unconscious.
All right. I need you to also roll a force save.
Oh, that's going to be fun when I'm down. Because I have the dying condition now, so my fort is only a plus four. This is going to be good.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why I did it in Foundry. I'm glad I did, though. Natural 20.
Oh, thank God.
Perfect. So nothing, it does not siphon any of your life force away with that.
Yeah, my will is too strong.
Well, something's about it is too strong. And it's got two more attacks still. So it's going to turn to Mr. Thwumpington and attempt the same. At a minus four this time. Ooh, I don't think that's going to be a hit. That's a five on the die. So that's an 11. Nope. So that's a miss. Sweet. And it might as well try for one more at you again, Billiam. Use all three of them actions.
Bring it on.
Oh, that's a natural 19 for a 21.
Yeah.
That's a hit. All right, I need you to make a fort save.
24.
All right, you are good on the fort save, but let's roll that damage.
Luckily, I got these temporary hit points inside of me.
13 points of damage.
Thank God I have these temporary hit points inside of me. Oh, my God.
We may need to run, boys.
This is what I've been saying.
Don't forget, you have that holy water on you.
I also have one health.
It's okay.
That is the end of round four. It's not looking too great for the home team.
Billiam,
you're up.
Yeah, I kind of want to. I'm holding this holy water in one hand, and I have my flail in the other hand, and I have one health.
At metagame, I would flail and then holy water.
That's yeah. That was my. It's more of the question is I look around like, are we sticking around? Are we doing this?
Tovin doubles down on his resolve.
Oh boy.
I'm playing poker, baby.
I wish everyone could see Micah's face right now.
hand on the forehead, eyes open.
Eyes like bugging.
It's like when a magician does like a card trick for a chimp.
What a strangely specific simile.
All right. It doesn't seem like we're running, as I can gather from the group, yes?
I'm unconscious. I cannot.
Yeah, run. Yeah. We can pick you up.
Bang and bang, baby. We're getting TPK'd right here in episode.
I'm still so very surprised that Solas didn't retributive strike last round.
But he had the extra HP.
Who had the extra HP?
Raymond did.
Billiam?
Not me.
No. But Yosef didn't.
I completely forgot to.
Well, hands off the chess piece.
Yeah. This isn't chess. Wait, you did 20 points of damage, right?
Yeah, I did 20 points of damage.
Wouldn't have made a difference.
But you would have been able to get a free strike in.
Yeah.
You're dumb, Micah. All right. Face it.
Great.
So you know what I'm actually going to do now that I think about it? This thing has a resistance to physical damage, but your plus one weapon counts as magical, Micah.
So I'm going to actually take away that 5 points of damage that I reduced off of him, because that's how I want to rule it. And that's how I'm going to rule it in the future.
Well, it's just like a fucking malevolence.
If I would have known that, I would have pulled out my Morningstar god, because it's a plus one Morningstar.
I was reading some stuff in the back, and it's kind of one of those disputed things. Like, does it pass through that physical damage since it's a plus one? But yeah, that seems to be the case.
I can't wait for this vampiric mist to just like turn tail and run for no reason.
It gorges itself and becomes
sorry,
too
guys.
To fight.
I feel really bad about what I did to you guys for the past three rounds.
Oh my god, I killed him! Oh wow!
It's like, oh, I feel weak. I think the sun's coming up in 8 hours.
All right, looks like we're sticking around. As I look around, yes. All right,
yep. All right.
Yeah. And I'm gonna. I wish I would have known about the plus one. You know, I wouldn't have pulled out my war flail, but that's okay. That is a 16.
That's a hit.
Oh! Excellent.
You're flanking.
I am flanking. Let's roll some damage. Ooh, that is 16 points of damage.
Nice.
Wow.
Holy yeah. shit.
God damn. What the fuck?
Holy shit. I got, I'm raging, guys. I'm raging.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's good stuff. All yeah. right, all right. This thing is not doing good now. Folks,
huh?
You got two more attacks you can do, Billiam. If you can, yeah. if you can manage that again,
try the holy water.
I was gonna say, I'm holding this. I feel like I'd swing and be like, ah, and then with the momentum of my body, I would
smash it against its cheek.
Right. I guess the best way to be to smash it against it.
Like although, a bottle of
but
twisted
if I touch
tea.
It, but I feel like if I touch it, that's probably no bueno, right?
It's like kombucha.
I know we talked about throwing earlier. I get to use the strength bonus for that, right?
Right.
Yes, you can, right?
Because, I mean, I got a plus four on my strength bonus.
He's in range?
Yeah, very much so. He's 5 feet in front of me. He's directly in front of me.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop you right now. Positive energy damage, and it's only because I made a mistake last time and did not catch that. Positive energy damage won't do anything to this thing.
What about good?
Oh, that's good?
Yeah,
it's good damage.
Energy.
It's good
okay.
energy.
Yeah, yes. That's why all I right. say try the holy water.
You're good. I see what you're saying.
Oh, if Tobin comes in clutch in this weird way, I'm going to be so happy.
How much damage does it do?
1d6 plus 1 good.
All right.
13.
That's a mess. That's no good.
No. Okay. It's a big mess.
Well, there goes that holy water. 3 gold pieces down the tubes.
it shatters harmlessly on the wall across the hall.
I'm throwing it with my left hand, which I'm not left-handed, so I'm like
I just assume that he like fake throws it like you're doing it for a dog like with tennis ball, and it just hits Tobin in the face. There's a big FU to Tobin.
And you got one more action there, buddy. What's it going to be?
I'm just going to go one more time with the war flail.
Oh boy.
Do it.
I'm gonna. And that is an 18 plus that's a 20.
For a 20? That's a yes. hit, buddy.
Nice. Ooh.
That's with your minus 8 on that?
Minus 3 cuz I'm raging.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Damage. 15 points of damage.
Holy shit.
And I need you to describe your kill.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Thank
Maker.
God. Oh.
Okay. So I've just terribly thrown this holy water and completely missed. And my rage just grows because I look at Tobin like, why did you give me this? And I just grab my war flail with all of my grip. My knuckles go white. And I swing directly through its chest. And I feel the end of the ball just shatter. Whatever it is that's inside of that red rib cage just right through the other side.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Mm.
And you have taken out the vampiric mist.
Oh, God.
Holy fuck.
Pat yourselves on the freaking back. That was a big one. That was a big one. And as this thing...
Hit those. Oh my fuck.
As this thing kind of starts to disintegrate, you know, the there's like a reddish pink sludge that just kind of falls out of the air into a puddle. And you can see through some of the cracks in the roof, the last dwindling bits of daylight are fading away.
Fuck.
And this mushy mass of foamy blood gets sucked back towards the gauntlet and down into the pool of blood.
What?
Rearm the trap.
And I guess you could assume that the hazard has been reset.
Cool. Well,
do you want us to roll to know that, or are you just going to give that to us?
I'm just giving it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I think it's cool.
Okay. No, I... Okay.
Great. Cool. Do we get XP for doing that?
Oh, you most certainly do. You Thank actually Christ. Get a big fucking hunk of XP. You're going to get 180 XP for that one.
Holy shit. Damn.
That puts me at 710.
That put me at 710.
We are 710. Yeah, we're close to level 2.
Oh my god,
yeah.
We're almost there.
Whew. So, here's the fun part.
Let's go grind out in the swamp.
I contemplated telling you about this. I actually calculated your XP wrong. You should have an additional 260 XP beyond what you have already.
Holy crap.
What?
That we brings are 30 points away.
What?
That brings you up to 970 XP.
Find something
right now.
To kill, quick. Okay, just go fucking kill the Mifflets. Let's just, yeah.
So wait, hold on.
I have one health.
Here's the side thing to that. And this is some meta crap that I probably should tell you anyway. I awarded you XP as if you had defeated those Mifflets in combat because you defuse a situation with
that sounds fair. All right, that sounds fair. Yeah, I was. Yeah,
it was 50.
Right.
What was that?
It was 50 XP. That's what you gave us.
Yeah, I remember.
I know.
I listened to it today.
Right, and I should have given you more, and I've adjusted the calculation.
Okay.
Because I listened to it recently too, and I was like, this doesn't seem right. And then I started calculating the XP that was available on the rest of the floor if I hadn't given you this, and you would have been really close to not making the level if I hadn't given you this.
Ugh.
So you are very close.
So we're nearly level 2. Let's
You're
go find
nearly
something
level
to
two.
Fucking kill.
Yeah,
you
right.
Yeah. You're all very badly hurt right now though, so
yeah.
Bear
but
that
I have
in mind.
Spells
we're gonna heal up.
I can med check.
And I can med check.
Yeah, poorly.
When you're not dead.
I forgot to let all of you know as well. And this is kind of dates this recording. But I updated the server before we got on tonight. And all of the features from Secrets of Magic are on here now.
You said you weren't going to, damn it, Trevor.
I did it anyway.
Oh,
you I talked to a couple people and they said it was
You're
good
the
to
kid
go.
That pisses on electric fences.
That's me, man.
I love
it. I would have rolled back if it was a
love
problem.
Pissing. Just love it. Just every time I see something.
Gotta piss on. Just gotta mark piss. My territory.
All right. So here's the fun stuff about this. I don't think that you can med check each other because it's been less than an hour since you did that last. So have fun figuring that one out.
I still have two heal spells, so there's that.
I say you heal me, I'll put Yosef in the palm of my hand, and we'll walk back home.
Let him bleed out on the way home.
Hopefully right. He doesn't die.
So who was treated? Did we keep track of that? Who was actually treated? Whose wounds were treated? Because I think it was definitely...
It was pretty much everyone but me.
Everyone but you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's been less than an hour. If you wanted to hang out, I would say that you could hang out a little while and do it, but you'd only get one round. And you still got to stabilize Yosef first.
When we ended the episode last time, we were just on our way out, and I said, let's go check this out before we leave because we still have some capabilities.
Right.
So we were going to leave anyways, so Tovin is going to... He's going to cast heal it. Use 2-3 actions. He's gonna. Well, no. Yeah.
Spit it out, goddammit. What are you doing?
No, should I? I don't know. Should I burst? Because if I
remember, you got that wand of heal too, and the wand of heal is good for 2 actions a day. It doesn't have charges. You just get 2 per day.
I'm gonna burst.
Okay. Well, so here's a question.
Fucking God, Jacob.
Okay. I'm gonna burst, and there we go. I'm going to burst for 4 points, and everybody's up. Now, Yosef, you're back.
Well, okay, you can do once per day, or you can overcharge them.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, but at the cost of possibly breaking the wand.
Right.
Okay. So, Yosef, you're back. Are you okay?
Oh.
Do you need mouth to snout?
No.
Well, the fact that you can say that tells me no. Okay.
It really hurts, all of it.
He's going to hit one more time. One more time.
Was that a burst of healing?
It was.
Okay, so Bill, you get healing too.
Yep.
Yay. Another four?
Everyone gets eight.
Oh.
In total? Oh,
cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zillia, I'm kind of hungry.
Update, damn it.
Don't you have a pasty? I mean, I have one of yours left over from last time, from before we left. Would that help?
You didn't need it?
No, I was. Damn it, Jake. No, I was saving it for rations. I ate the one and then I brought it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll. Thank you.
And then he'll eat it. He loves his own cooking, it's delicious.
Really? I hate mine.
Oh.
That's Todd, not Tovin. Tovin hates his own too, but for different reasons.
Well, I don't see Tovin as much as a chef. Todd.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I'm going to eat a day old pasty. It's still probably
fine. No, it's from this morning.
It's still exquisite.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that we're chomping at the bit to figure out every inch of this keep, but I heard. And it's late, and I'm all out of sutures. I can't even fix myself right now, or anybody else. I'm tapped. Healer's kit empty. I need to go get gauze, which in this universe is just cotton that I've sewed together.
Jesus. Also, as you're saying this, that Tobin is going to be writing into his bill of sales, and he's going to hand one to. Billion, that's going to say 3 gold for the cost of 1 vial of holy water.
I've been with you the whole time. I've collected 0 gold.
Yes, but your primary insurance doesn't cover this.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You can work it off. I'm just saying, just so you know, you owe me for that amazing display of absolute ineptitude when you tried to.
I am pretty embarrassed at my throw.
I'm done berating you. Can you grab the rat?
I think we just want you to know that if you continue to blunder, that you financially will be responsible for what happens afterwards.
And also, Trevor, what's the...
Especially if I die.
The Wand of Heal, first level. Can I cast that at a 2 action on...
Yeah, okay. Works just like the spell.
Okay, then... Billiam, can you take... I'm going to cast heal on you.
So why would you use the 2 action? Because the 1 action technically heals more. The 2 just does it directed, right?
The 1 action does?
One is like a 1d8. I think the 2 is a beat. That's
yeah, two. Well, other. 2 is 1d8 plus 8.
Is it?
Yeah, because you're spending the actions to get it done.
Well, I thought it was you're spending the actions.
You're putting in the work.
Oh, okay. I see that. All right.
Yeah, so you're getting the bonus for spending the actions in combat, but if you're doing it outside, you get more healing. So if I spend 2, then I get 1d8 plus 8.
Cool.
Otherwise, it's just a 1d8. Yeah. Okay, so... Billiam. Billiam, can you grab the rat? And he touches you with this this wand, and you get 11 hit points back.
Hey, he's almost full.
For those?
I'm not going to say no. Can we talk after we get out of the gauntlet?
I guess. I'm
walking over and picking up Yosef.
Yeah, so why don't we meet and regroup after we return back to town?
You know, my legs still work. And then Yosef takes a step and almost falls over from a bruised ankle.
Oh, my acetabulum!
Oh!
I put one of my fingers down for you to wrap your hand around it so you could walk. And then if you get tired, I'll pick you up, little buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's make our way back to town. Do we know of any healers in town besides ourselves?
Would we?
Vandy Banderdash. She's a cleric.
Oh, that's true.
She can heal you.
I mean, we could go bother her. It's quite a walk and it's pretty late, but...
Why don't we handle this tomorrow? Yosef, if I could trouble you, would you happen to know if there's a weaponsmith in town?
There's more than a couple of places you can buy and or commission the weapon made, if that's what you're looking for, yeah.
Well, I dropped my sword back on top of the tower, and I'd much appreciate
it. Yes, I very much noticed.
Yes, I would prefer to have...
Weren't you unconscious?
No, I was very much alive. I could have just walked.
I didn't true. Want to be the last one up on top of the tower. I had to act. I'm sure you understand.
No, it's fine.
We haven't gone that far. Let's just turn around and go back and retrieve it. Why not? I mean,
you go ahead.
And Tovin starts walking north to the door to the gauntlet.
Well, I have a feeling. Let's just we're going back.
And then the bloody lady comes back.
we're going back to town.
I walk south.
I'm not his mom.
All right, let's go back to town.
Oh,
and then we leave.
Right. Yep. And never come back again.
Yeah. We sell all of our possessions, which is enough to buy a homestead. And we all get married and live a happy life.
I can get an FHA loan.
This is basically Darkest Dungeon.
All right. So you guys make your way back to the city proper. As you guys make your way, it's getting dark. As you come south, right before you hit the cliffs surrounding the town, and the path branches off towards the stone circle, somebody comes up to greet you. It's a gnome wearing a cloak. In fact, Tovin, you recognize this gnome from the night of the Founders Festival as the person that was telling the troubled individual to calm down, to, you know, it's not their fault.
Yeah, the drunk.
Well, not the drunk, but the person that was talking to the drunk, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Right, not the drunk. This person starts to flag you down.
Are you okay, friend? What seems to be the problem?
Oh, yes, sir. Are you coming from the gauntlet?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a harrowing night. It's been trying. If you would have any sort of care for yourself, do not head in that direction.
Seems awful. That seems awful. What are you doing up there at the gauntlet? Nobody goes up there that doesn't have a bit of a death wish.
I mean, do you not see the green light?
Now, wait, death wish? As far as we know, this place is pretty benign. What do you mean by death wish?
Well, you wouldn't catch me up there. That's all I'll say.
No, you should say more.
If I were to, what would you say?
So, if I were, in the matter of speaking, caught out there at night, why wouldn't you want to be me?
Listen, mushroom sucker, spill the beans.
Okay, let's say hypothetically, you were caught in the fog vent at night.
Now, God,
why don't you sell your property at the fog vent and just move away?
Why not just build on property that's above sea level?
Well, I'm here on a bit of a mission of mercy. I've been here for many years. About 20, 25 years ago, there was a member of our order that seems to has succumbed to lycanthropy and began rampaging in this area, killing several of the town's members. I came primarily to heal these wounds shortly after, but in all my years of being here, there's still one person that can't bring themselves to let go, to forgive, to forget. He still feels like that person that did these horrible things is alive, and I feel like he may be right. His name was Joel Mesman. He was a fairly powerful member of our order. He went...
Joel who?
Joel Mesman. And the townspeople were able to successfully drive him off. Drove him to the cliffs on the south end of town and...
out to the country where they never find him. We threw a ball. He didn't come back.
Jesus. And drove him over the cliff, but a body was never found. Over the years, I've been tracking reports of fairly savage attacks over the years. Still fairly centered on Otari. I feel like Joel may have escaped death and is now living in the gauntlet.
I feel like we have talk with Otari's police, because obviously their deduction skills are subpar at best.
It was less of a police action and more of an angry mob, you see. He was discovered in the midst of killing the wife of Kilcano, the head of the Farmers Market Commission. At any rate, if you see anything, if you see any sign of this individual, I'd like to know. Please put him to rest if you can. I don't know his mind now, but I knew his mind when he was young. and he was bright and he was kind, and I can't understand what sort of torment would drive him to the atrocities he committed.
When was the last occurrence that you have tracked him down to? I mean, in this area, timing, any sort of details?
There was a farmer's cart heading to Absalom with some wares that was found partially destroyed, mauled, bloody body missing its tongue and eyes and its left arm, about 3 miles from here. The assumption was it was just a wolf attack. There are wolves that roam the wilds out here, but I still feel like it was Joel. I feel it in my bones.
Do you mean we ought to kill him?
If you cannot reason with him, and I feel you cannot, I think that's the only way to free him.
Do you have any silver on your person? As a druid, I know this is kind of a anathema to what you guys, you people exist for.
No, I'm not much of a fighter, even an adventurer. I'm more here to heal the soul than to save people physically. Not much for battle.
So what was your plan? You just find him and appeal to his lesser animal sense?
It was never my plan to seek him out.
Oh.
I had tried to avoid that long enough. Plus, I was not going to task anyone with that going into the Gauntlet unless I was absolutely sure he was there. But if you are investigating the Gauntlet, if you could add this to your to-do list, perhaps.
to our quest queue.
Put it on your honeydew.
That we still have yet to make really any progress on.
That's not true. We went to the Gauntlet once, twice. Yeah.
We've been killing things.
That should cover like 3 of the 5, right?
I mean, we've been doing all the classic RPG things. We've been talking to people and murdering other people that don't talk to us.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And almost
dying. The Midflits talked to us. Do you see that? They lived.
Somebody talked to us, they turned around, and then T-posed and fell into an attic.
Honestly, I feel like the shelf life of any NPC is honestly just a testament to how good Trevor's role-playing them at that moment, because if it's not well, they're not going to make it. when you pulled out the Midflits, and then there was the MILF slip, that was it. They had to stay.
That's 5 to 7 episodes. We can drag that out.
Yeah, no, we can't. We can't let that.
Still waiting on that MILF invasion.
So if can I count on you? Can I count on you to keep an eye out? Please let me know if you find anything. I will make it worth your while.
Oh God, does he keep his shirt on as he says that?
He has to unbutton it.
I'm a lady. Thank you.
You're a lady. Oh,
I couldn't tell from the mushroom cap.
Oh God!
Seriously, I had no idea this is a lady. I'm sorry. Did we get a name?
Whirlywind. The name's Whirlywind.
No, it's not. You made that up.
No, that's
you. Just listened. To the wind and picked that name.
Until I can help Kilano overcome his grief, I will never rest. And I don't think he'll be able to overcome his grief until he has closure. If he can see, if he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joel is dead, he may finally be at peace as well. He knows he can no longer hurt anyone else. He'll be at peace.
Well, I don't know about finding this dog man, but if you can get fired on your day off, anything's possible.
What do we know about lycanthropies? Like, are they considered undead?
No.
Aren't Why don't they? You roll a religion on that?
Exactly.
I don't have to do that. I automatically make the check in real life.
Okay, well, here we go.
So what'd you roll, Todd? This is an
audio I roll
medium.
A 13 for a 20.
Lycanthropy is its own thing.
Wow. Well, have fun editing this.
Now, thank you. Now leave and go home and rest for the night so you can continue the goddamn adventure. Thank you.
Now, we'll keep an eye out for your lycanthropy friend. Hopefully we can give him some sort of semblance of rest. But for now, we have to go back to town and lick our wounds, not to...
I have isopropyl alcohol. You don't have to do that.
Okay, well, lick it onto me. Whatever works.
I have a bottle.
Okay, well, drip it on me and then lick it off. I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Aren't you a doctor?
I didn't go to DeVry.
Stop this.
Hey, you know you guys are RP? Knock it off.
No, that's not RP anymore.
What do you mean? I was
just
talking about
how you being assholes to each other.
So let's head back to town and we'll take this this whole lycanthropy thing under consideration. We do need to deal with something like that if we come across that, but I mean we can't hunt that without some sort of delve into the books to know what we're dealing with here.
All right, so you guys make your way back to your given places.
Mm-hmm.
So the plan is to just go back and rest, or what is your evening? Because it's, I mean, the sun just went down. It's not like it's exceptionally late. I'd say probably it's 8 o'clock, right? If you wanted to go talk to anybody or do a little chit chat around the town, that would be perfectly fine as well. But I understand if you just want to go down and get a, you know, get rested and go back for the day.
Bill would go home and see his kids and have vigorous sex with his wife and then go to sleep.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You really glazed over that. Well, so he's going to go home and go to sleep?
You can't just yada, yada, yada through sex.
No. Okay.
It's vigorous.
Trevor, I hate to say it, but there's no fade to black on this one.
Oh, no, there is.
Time to play it out.
Oh, there is. I feel like
we open up on the front of the Thwump household. Bill walks through the door, slamming, putting keys down on a
his wife, dripping wet, greets him.
Just she recently just got out of the shower. Startled, he's home so early.
Direct contravention of the Paizo community guidelines, so I'm not doing it.
That's Bill's night, guys. That's all you're getting. Go to the Patreon to hear the full blow.
Wait, Raymond. What's she wearing? And Patreon, I'll play her.
The answer is
wow. Towel. So people are never going to subscribe now. Just
yeah,
so
right.
Clear.
How about this? If you subscribe to the Patreon, we will cut out the audio where they go into rigorous detail.
Yeah.
If not,
you're telling
it will
me
be
seen two hobgoblins go at it.
It will you're be a bonus out. Episode in the regular podcast. So this, if we don't hit $500 a month in Patreon within the next 90 days of the release of this. We're going to release a bonus episode for 5 weeks in a row. It's just this scene.
You have heard our demands. These are our demands.
It's not even like, oh, would you guys like to hear this? Oh, no, this is a threat.
Right, I'll just stop releasing regular episodes. And it'll just be that episode released over and over and over again.
Every week, it'll just be a different rendering.
Yeah, a different angle. A different camera angle.
Or we can just do like one or we could just do somebody else reads the screenplay, and then 1 week Micah can do it in German.
Ah, Bill coined it.
This is going to convert into an OnlyFans real quick. All right, so anybody else have anything really weird they want to put into this?
Tovin, once he gets back to town, he's really spent his time at most of the places where he can stay, having a dry bed, and he's just going to go to the north of town, you know, just south of the river, but he's going to just lay down his tent and put his bedroll on the ground and just get a good night's shut eye while staring at the stars.
A bird flies by and poops on you.
I didn't hear half of that, but okay.
First thing for Solas is he'd like to go see if the weaponsmith is open.
He is not.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Fine. It is late at night.
All right. Then I would like to just take a brief walk over to the graveyard.
All right.
It's kind of a climb.
That is kind of a climb. You got to go all the way. You have to either go all the way back north around north side of town. You've got to go all the way down to the Dawnflower Library and take the rickety steps all the way up. So which way are you going?
Or you could fly.
Nah, I'll do that tomorrow.
Never okay. Mind.
Yeah, do that tomorrow.
All right.
You sure? If you could buy it.
No, I mean, we could do this. Okay. No, you could go get some crampons and come up right up the side of the cliff if you wanted to.
No,
it's fine. We could make the last 20 minutes of this just
repeated athletics checks.
No.
Repeated athletics checks up the side.
All right, you're 30 feet up and you're fatigued.
Are you wearing,
so
you're wearing armor?
Yeah, that's a -3. So
it's like a fantasy role playing like sex line. Are you wearing armor?
Well, that's gonna be extra.
What's your AC, baby? I'm dying to know.
How heavy is it?
I got my robe and wizard hat. Does that add anything to it?
I'll let you know what my touch AC is.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. All right, so bed for everyone?
Yep.
All right, heal your level plus. Is it level plus con still? We went over this and I can't remember.
Shut up.
You know I don't know anything. So you all can hit the little go to sleep button and you'll wake up with your full XP and everything recharged and all that bullshit. So just your constitution modifier is what you get. What happens if you have negative con? Do you lose health and you go to bed?
Right.
Yeah.
Because that would suck. More dying every day.
I have heart attacks. I fall asleep to heart attacks every night. I fall asleep in a bed of millet.
And glass bones and paper skin.
All right. So it's morning.
I'm keeping that.
So it's a plan. You all wake up rejuvenated, refreshed, enlightened by your intelligence.
Jesus Christ.
Not because of some Tony Ferrazman blessing, but because of my own intelligence of 16.
The highest intelligence.
Were we meeting somewhere? Like at one of the various bars that we're staying at or something?
Probably mine.
Okay.
So that's the rowdy rockfish?
Yeah, sure.
As you all arrive, Vandy is behind the counter. I assume you're waiting for Yosef to come down.
Yes, just please let him know that we've just arrived.
The fuck? How did you get in here?
It's a tavern.
It was just really strange to me that she's somehow in there before I am.
What do you mean how she would be in where before you are?
You said she was behind the counter.
Yeah, she's behind the counter in the tavern she owns.
Vandy Banderdash?
Oh, not Vandy Banderdash. Fuck. No.
Yeah, she's from the library. Yeah,
I was really
Rel
confused.
The Vankervale. Jesus. Rel the Vankervale. Stupid GM moment. Rel the Vankervale is behind the counter. Oh, I assume you're here for Yosef.
Yes, just let him know that we've arrived.
Excellent. I'll get him. She goes up the stairs and knock, knock, knock on Yosef's door. Yosef, your friends are here.
They want you to come out and play.
Friends is a strong word, brother. I'll be out in a minute.
If you could lock up when you leave, I have to go run an errand. Please lock the door as you leave.
Yes, of course. I'll make sure it's all clean.
And she goes down and... And she tells everyone he'll be down in a moment. I have to go do something. We don't have customers this early in the morning. Yosef will be sure to lock up before he leaves this morning. But thank you. And she hurriedly leaves the establishment.
All right. Upstairs on the other side of the door, Yosef is inside of his room, repacking his healer's kit, strapping on his clothes, putting on his little cloak, grabbing a spike chain, pulling himself up by his rat straps. And going downstairs.
Good morning. Okay, who wants what for breakfast? Also, what's the plan for the day?
Some bread and honey, please, if you have some. As well as some morning beer, please.
Morning beer? Obviously, he's lost someone close to him. It's time for morning beer.
Do you want an egg in it, too? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'll take any meat you have in the building.
Okay, you can see that makes more sense.
Back at Lastwall, we would always have a morning beer with our meals. This is not unusual.
That's because at Lastwall, you lost people on the daily. That's why it's called morning. Did you not understand the spelling?
Solas, it's 7 a.m.
Are you okay, Solas?
Are you okay, man?
Look, we made most of our income by brewing.
Okay, but I understand that. That funded a war. But the problem is the fact that you had morning beer with a U.
How old are you?
25?
Okay. Yosef thinks to himself, if this was a period that he should have gone through in his life when he drank beer at 7 in the morning and it's not coming up.
How old were you when you started brewing?
7, like everyone else.
No, sorry. I mean, sure. I don't mean to shame you for a morning beer. It's just very strange. Normally, the only people that drink this early in the day are people that have a problem.
Is this strange?
He stares at you.
Is this strange?
So here's my GM cap coming off and my stupid history cap going on. Yeah, morning beer would be a very short beer, just enough alcohol in to kill off the crap in it, because you ain't drinking water.
Yep, exactly. Like, monks did it, the Teutonic Knights did it, so Knights of Last.
Oh, no, here we call it milk.
Oh, so I understand the need to have some kind of alcohol to kill bacteria in any kind of drink that you have, but...
Germ theory is alive and well in Galarian, apparently.
That, and we also have the means to magically clean water?
Do we?
Well, that fine, if that is what you have.
Can't you create water?
Who are you talking to?
Both of you.
No.
You can't make water?
I mean, I made water before I came here, but that was outside behind the building.
I was waiting for that joke.
Oh, I'm pissed at sir.
I mean, I know that's. I mean, is this
the world is your bathroom? I get it.
Yes,
I'm
have.
Sorry, Tobin.
So plans, gentlemen. Have you made them?
I think that we should probably head back to the Gauntlet as soon as we possibly can, so that we can hit this place during the day when the dangers are at their least. I would say. Also, while we're there, maybe we can possibly check up on this lycanthropy, since they technically are night wanderers.
I agree. I picked up the sword when we were there, and it proved quite useful against that struggle against whatever it was that being was.
The vampiric mist?
Yes, that.
Let's see, the morning beer is getting you good this morning, huh? I also believe we should finish clearing out the first floor and that western building outside to the northwest of the Gauntlet proper. We haven't even stepped foot inside of it.
Where we saw the Will-O-Wisp?
Yes.
Would they be out during the day?
Probably. There's nothing saying that you can't see them during the day.
Do you guys want to head back to the Gauntlet? Try to get a bit of a head jump on it.
Honestly, no. But I feel like we have to. It's kind of sucked the last couple of days, and I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I've come really close to dying, like, 3 times.
No, that's fine. But I've never felt more alive. And...
That's...
Yosef, this means you're on the right path. I've come close to dying many times in my life.
Yosef, maybe you should just move farther away from the danger.
You know, I was really thinking about that, too. Maybe I'll just always stay... I need the ranged weapon, maybe.
Have you tried beer for breakfast?
Yosef is going to look up at Tobin after he says beer for breakfast. And aren't you carrying a crossbow?
I'm not.
You're not?
Nope, because I bought holy water instead of a hand crossbow.
Oh, well, look at how that worked out. I was just thinking about that. Well, I guess we'll cut that out.
I have also been thinking about that for 6 episodes, but I've had holy water this entire time.
Well, don't worry, buddy. It pays off.
Does it, Billiam? Because I gave you a note that you have to pay off. I don't care if I have to get it out of your kids' throats.
Wow.
I will slit them to get that gold.
Tobin, I don't think you should be trying to start a fight with them.
I don't feed my kids gold.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Wait until they poop.
There's 2 ways to find out.
As it turns out, there are approximately 2 ways to skin a cat.
From the front and from the back.
No, I think that we should probably make our way back to the Gauntlet while things are actually somewhat safe, because did we not, what do we know about river drakes? Are they not nocturnal hunters? Should we roll a check on that, or?
You would know that river drakes, based on that check that you did previously, they're nocturnal hunters.
Okay. I mean, this would be the safest time to do it while the Gauntlet is currently inactive, and we have already experienced the fact that the haunt is not going to be active. We should probably head back, try to get what we can during the day when it's safest and possibly locate this lycanthropy. What do you guys think?
I agree.
Do I need to drag you goobers back to the scene then?
Yes, please. Yep. Take us there.
Yep. Yep.
I'll take you there.
Like midnight hour.
I'll take you there. That's a completely like different a song.
Yeah, well, Madonna's better.
I guess, sure. Yeah.
Like a prayer.
Like a prayer. All right. So you're back at the gauntlet.
Okay.
I'm just letting you be where you were before because I imagine you're going to make your way into that room anyway. So what's the plan, boys? You go to the big L-shaped room because you've got at least one room off of that you have not explored yet.
Yeah, let's go to the room to the southeast. Southwest, excuse me.
All right.
Seems safe.
So you make your way back to that door that was off of the room where the maggots burst out of the frog corpse. We first really learned about the caustic river drake spit that ate that thing in half. And there's a door, which is closed. The southeast corner.
Can I listen? Is it at the door?
You hear buzzing like flies.
I have to let you guys know that it sounds like there's some sort of large insect behind this.
Why don't we let either Billiam or me take the front?
I will gladly let you step in front of me.
I'll stand behind you and your shield, my friend.
Then I move forward. Yosef, take a step back. Billiam, take a step forward.
Don't tell me what.
I'm with him, then. I don't like being bossed around.
Who are you? Billiam, three gold.
Okay. I'm going to draw. You said I can open a door cautiously before?
I'll let you open a door cautiously,
with
yes.
With a fair amount of trepidation, I open the
door. Right. Okay, like cautiously meaning I can have like a sword or a shield in my hands when I'm doing it? Like,
you need a free hand or you can kick in the door. I'll let you kick in the door.
I'm going to have my shield in my right hand and I'm going to open the door with my left.
All right. You open the door. Have you opened the door?
Yep, I open the door.
All right. The interior of this watch post still has a wooden ceiling high above, but a thick mound of filth and animal carcasses heaped on the floor make the room anything but inviting. You look down into the southwest corner of the southwestward room, and you see a giant fly buzzing, and it takes notice of you as the door opens, and I need everyone to roll for initiative.
Oh. Guys, if we just wait 24 to 48 hours, we'll die.
I got a 21.
Tovern wrote a 13 for a 20.
I got a 16.
Solas got a 17.
This thing's a fast boy right here. It's ahead of all of you in the initiative order.
That's fine.
Because it's a fly.
Buzz, buzz. And this thing buzzes directly towards the open door at Solas.
Okay.
Better up.
It moves towards you and makes a bite with its gross, disgusting mandibles as a second action. That's gonna be a 20 to hit.
That hits, just barely.
All right.
You're about to get spittered.
Gross. Well, first of all, let's do a little damage, a little piercing damage. That's gonna be, max damage, 9 points. Of piercing damage.
That's fine. Okay.
You got your shield up though, right?
I drew my shield. I didn't have my shield off.
Okay. I need you to give me a fort save too.
Okay.
This one's not too bad.
Okay. Natural 13 for a 19.
You're all right.
All right, good.
Oh, and at its final action, it's going to attempt to bite you again.
Okay.
And the second one, that's a miss. That's a natural 3 for me.
Yeah, so. I deflected off with my shield. No problem.
Ping, ping.
Fly, son of a bitch.
That's the end of its turn. And you are up, Yosef.
It's kind of difficult for me to hit it. This actually brings up a good question. How does cover work in second edition?
This one would get some cover from you. I would say it's partial cover since you have a reach weapon and you could kind of see it. So yeah. I would give this, I think partial cover is a +1. So it'll get a +1 to its AC.
I'm going to, with a action, pull out my chain whip, and as a second action, I'm going to attack it
And I rolled a natural 19 for a 25.
Nice.
Ooh. Fuck yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good, because this thing has a special ability that if it can see an attack coming, it actually gets a boost to its AC, and you still surpassed it. So you surpassed the cover bonus.
You surpassed
the bonus to its AC. That's full damage, buddy.
Solas steps out of the way as the whip goes right past him.
Eight points of damage.
All right. You wing it right on the side, and it looks like it actually takes off one of its legs when it hits a thing.
It can't land on that side now.
You had another attack? Or wait, did you start with your chain out? I assume you did.
And I use an attack to pull it out, but I still have a second attack.
Okay, there you go.
So that's plus one. Eight.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay. That's the end of my turn.
As you attack it, it flies straight through the door as a reaction to the missed attack. Great to hear. Tovin, you're up.
Okay. Tovin's going to touch Solas on the shoulder with guidance. He's going to say, swing away. But Jesus. He's going to turn around, and he's going to see this fly that flew behind him, and he's going to cast, because this thing was too fast for everyone, Moonbeam. Yep.
Why is that so funny?
I don't get it. It's great.
The dumbest attack ever. It's called Moonbeam. It's literally what it says.
Is that a reference to something else that I'm not remembering? It's funny to say it like that.
I have no idea, man.
No? So he's going to attack with Moonbeam. I'm going to roll. Oh, a 19 for a 26.
That's a hit.
Oh, what does that do?
That actually hit. You almost crit it.
I know. Apparently, via the readout, is by one.
Do I have to do a save on this thing? No, it's on a success.
Yep.
I am dazzled for a round, and I get full damage.
So here's my damage.
Dazzled.
And you get hit for two hit points.
Two points of damage from Moonbeam.
It was one more than one, but you're dazzled.
I am dazzled.
Good job, Tovin.
That you just tell yourself that, because nobody else will ever tell you that.
I whisper it to myself into my coat pocket.
Solas, you are up.
Okay, first things first, I'm going to draw the rapier. Second action, I'm going to move up and to the left. And third action, I'm going to attack this boy with the rapier.
Go for it.
Natural 2. So I missed, and that was my third action. That's it for my turn.
All right, Billiam, you are the farthest from this fly.
I am.
But can you make it die?
Saunter over here.
Hold on. Can you actually make it that far?
Yeah, that's 25 for me.
Well, hold on. No, that's not 25, because that's difficult terrain you just moved up onto.
Does it not automatically add that in on Foundry?
It did, and it showed you as 55 feet. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It would take you 2 move actions to get to here.
Okay.
Because you're moving through, but yeah, you'd be able to attack once.
I'll move to right here then. So I saunter my way around Yosef. As I saunter around him, I pull out my great axe and come up to it. And I'm sort of I'm stepping on all this rubble and rocks. I'm like, oh, I don't want to walk too far on this. So I stop here next to it and give it a swing with the great axe.
All right. Let's go for it. What you got?
There we go. We got a...
Yeah, that's a miss, buddy.
Big miss. And that's it. It's the end of my turn.
All right. What does Dazzle do to this goober? Can't remember. Yeah, everything around me is concealed to me, because vision's my only precise sense. So that means before I actually hit you, I have to attempt to seek you, which is going to be fun. It is its turn. It is dazzled. It can't see shit. And you are concealed. All right, a creature that you're concealed from must succeed a DC 5 flat check when targeting you with an attack. So before I try to hit you, it's like a 20% miss chance. So I have to do a DC 5 check before I attack you. So it's going to buzz at Tovin. That got him with the Moonbeam.
Wouldn't that also make it so it can't see attacks coming towards it?
Exactly. So that prevented it from getting the AC bonus, because it can't see. But first, I have to do a DC 5 flat check, so to see if I can even hit you first.
Go for it.
I rolled a natural 3, so I can't even attack you.
Hell yeah.
Amazing.
So I wonder, do I have...
Fuck him up.
Do I have to... Can I do that 3 times? Can I attempt again? Yeah, I can attempt again. So I'm going to attempt again to check that concealment first. So the first attack's a complete whiff. And that's a natural 2. What the hell?
Atmospheric noise generation.
Well, yeah.
How about that?
Atmospheric number generator.
And the third one was a natural 1. What the hell?
What the
atmospheric fucking number generation.
Yosef, you're up.
All right. I'm going to stay directly where I am, and I'm going to attack again.
That
is a natural 1.
Holy shit. I don't think that's going to do it.
No. Nope, it bounced up off of my keyboard on top of my phone all cool-like, and I was like, oh, that's going to be neat. It wasn't. So I guess I'll try
Jacob again. Fucking noise.
Random noise. Natural fucking 20.
There you go.
Other end.
You needed the bad one. You needed the bad one for the good one.
Look at that. All right, roll me that crit damage. Watch him roll a natural 1.
Take out the
precision damage. No precision. Here.
So 14 points of damage.
Yeah, I want you to describe your kill.
Kind of like one would do with like a rope dart. After it buzzes about the room and is assailing Yosef's friends, he starts twirling the whip around through the air and all of a sudden sticks one of his feet out to the side so it catches and swings quickly and sends the tip of it straight up at an angle and just into the thorax of the fly. And then it flies to the ground, falls to the ground.
Nice. As you do that, you hear a additional buzzing in the other room.
Sure, that's fine.
Everything's fine.
Sounds like maybe another one of these things just showed up in there.
It's really upset that it waited till its partner died.
Right.
Well, you still have an action, don't you?
I sure do. I guess I'll take a 5-foot step back away from the door a little bit, and that's the end of my turn.
You just went towards the door, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, away from, like, I don't want to be able to see into the room or whatever is in the room to see me, so stepping aside.
All right, Tovin, you are up.
All right, well, Tovin's going to take a 20-foot step back 2 squares.
Yeah.
And he's going to cast guidance on. Who did I do it on last time? Okay, so I'm gonna hit. Sorry, I got a very creepy kid in the background. Solas and Billiam.
Okay, cool. So Micah, Solas, you're up.
Okay, then I'm going to walk down and up to the door and see what's coming next. What's in this room?
There is another fly. I think you can see it physically right here.
Yep.
It came in. It looks like it's on the ceiling. Like it came in through the trap door above.
Okay. So I moved in. I'm going to raise my shield and prepare for what comes next.
All right. I wish you would have just closed the door. All right. Billiam, you are up next.
I am standing in the middle of this, and I see the door to the north. And I know Solas is going back this way, but Bill's a curious gentleman. And so he's going to move up to the door. It's going to take 2 turns, two actions to move up to the door. Feel like I would just swing it open. I know I can cautiously open it, correct?
Sounds pretty lame.
we're in combat, so I don't think you can... Yeah, so we're still in combat.
So can I just... I'll just kick the door open then.
Do it.
Bam! Kick the door wide open. I have my great axe in my hand. I look very intimidating right now.
All right. So you look in the room, and the collapsed ceiling at the middle of this room has left a ragged hole in the wooden roof. Rotten tapestries, their designs completely obscured by mold, hang in tatters on the walls between arrow slits and ruined side tables. The remains of a fancy dining table lie mostly pulverized by fallen ceiling. I think that's the end of your turn, though.
It is.
Well, it's this big buzzing fly's turn. It doesn't seem to have noticed Solas.
And it's, like I said, it's patterned around on the floor up near the trap door in the ceiling, and it just walks right back out again. And you can hear it buzz, then it flies off into the distance. And that concludes combat. And that also concludes another thing. That concludes level one. You guys are going to be leveling up.
Oh, man. I've been waiting.
And we'll see you next week.
Level two, baby.
Fucking finally.
Always skill feet. A fly.
With skill episode, feet. With episode 10, we're greeting level one.
Yeah.
Level two, excuse me.
Excellent. It's going to be a good time. So take a look at them archetype feats, because remember, we are using free archetype rules. And everything in Secrets of Magic is on the table.
God, I'm getting so much beefier.
I don't want you, any of you, to tell me what you're doing for your level 2s either. I want you to figure it out amongst yourselves. Apply it.
Roll for Intent uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Roll for Intent is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit Paizo.com. Characters and original storylines are the property of Roll for Intent. Music for this podcast provided by Dark Fantasy RPG Studio, Michael Gilfey, Kevin McLeod, and Tabletop Audio. Visit our website at rollforintent.com. Any questions or suggestions, email us at mailroom@rollforintent.com.